Hey, hey, I'm Shauna A, and you're listening to The Delightful Audiosodes. These mini episodes are designed to spark inspiration and provide practical, actionable steps for therapists looking to expand their careers beyond the couch and create profitable, fulfilling businesses. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 10, titled Your Next Big Idea Awaits, Using Magic to Plan. Today's episode is something I know a lot of therapists struggle with. How do you actually take an idea and turn it into something real? Whether you're thinking about starting a private practice, launching a new service, or creating a revenue stream that doesn't rely on seeing clients one-on-one, you need a plan. But not just any plan, one that doesn't lead to burnout, decision paralysis, or overthinking. That's where magic comes in. By the end of today's episode, you'll have a practical way to evaluate and execute your next big move. Here's the show. I want to start by taking you back to when I took my private practice full-time. I was part-time for about 1 year while I continued to work my full-time cushy corporate job. And like many therapists, I had doubts when I was ready to take my practice full-time. I wasn't sure if marketing, scaling, or even client acquisition would work the way I needed it to. And I also thought that success in private practice took years. But within 5 months, I had a full caseload and a waitlist. How? I built a system. And that system turned into a repeatable framework that I now teach within the Delightful Clinician Solution System. Before we break anything down, we've got to talk magic. And yes, I'm talking in part of my magic framework. I think that this framework makes many things really effective. It helps clinicians to shift up their mindset and see how they can truly leverage the skills that they already have into the work that they are doing. Here's something that I hear from therapists all the time. I want to start something, but I don't know where to begin. I have so many ideas, but I never follow through on any of them. Or I started something once, but it never went anywhere. If that sounds familiar, I get it because I've been there. And when I first launched my private practice, I knew I wanted more than just booking sessions and filling a calendar. I wanted a business that gave me freedom, flexibility, and financial security. But guess what? Having a million ideas doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to move forward with one. And that's why I built and used the Magic Framework. It's a 5-step process that helps therapists go from idea to execution. I'm telling you the magic framework for planning is your next big move. So, M in magic stands for mindset and mastery. First things first, your mindset matters. If you don't believe your idea is possible, you'll never act on it. Let's talk about two big mindset blocks I see therapists struggle with. One, I need another certificate before I can do this. Two, what if I put myself out there and nobody's interested in? Here's what I tell my coaching clients. You don't need another certificate. You have the skills. What you need is clarity and confidence in what you already know. So to take action on mindset and mastery, instead of asking, am I qualified to do this? Ask, what do I already know that people would pay for? A stands for assess and align. Now that you've identified a skill or an idea, you need to align it with what people actually need. This is where a lot of therapists get stuck. They don't know if their idea is viable. Here's an easy way to test it. Ask yourself, who is already asking me for this? If you have clients, colleagues, or friends already coming to you for advice on something, that's a green flag. If you see other people successfully selling similar services, that's proof there's a market. So your action step for assess and align is to write down 3 things people already ask you about. Those are your starting points. G is for generating ideas and strategy. And this is where we turn an idea into a plan. Let me tell you a quick story. A while ago, I joined a 21-day challenge where I watched people make thousands of dollars in a few days. I didn't believe it was possible until I saw it happen. And then in the same challenge, I started to see my own wins. I gained 1,000 TikTok followers in 3 days. I started simplifying my marketing and I was making daily pitches and proposals. How? When it came to TikTok, I was able to catch a trend, make it relevant to me, and have a strategy to back it up. This is why your content, your messaging, and your outreach all matter. So for generate ideas and strategy, your action step this week is to pick about one idea that you have, create a goal from it, and write out the action steps that it would take to reach that goal. I is for implement with intention. Here's the truth. A plan is only as useful if you act on it. This is where perfectionism and overthinking come in. I need to make everything perfect first, or I should research a little bit more. Stop. Stop it. Taking imperfect action will get you further than waiting for perfection. So your action step is to choose one small thing to implement this week. No overthinking, just do it. C is for connect and expand. You don't have to be alone in this process. Networking is everything. And networking in a way that complements the work that you do, whew, takes things for the next level. If you want people to see you, trust you, and work with you, you need to be able to engage with your community. This means commenting on posts, answering questions in groups, showing up where your audience is already spending time. So your action step is to send one message today to a potential client, a collaborator, or someone within your network. So today we covered how to turn an idea into an action using magic, why your mind step is the first battle, how to create content that actually attracts clients, and why implementation is better than waiting for perfection. I've given you a bunch of action steps today. So your homework is to write an idea that you've been sitting on and take one step towards making it happen. Think about the action steps that we talked about, and I promise you, your next big move is already in motion. If today's episode spoke to you, this is exactly what we'll be doing in the Private Practice Power Sprint. In week one, we're going to get clear on your niche and your messaging. In week two, we build on your marketing and your client attraction plan. And in week three, we set up sustainable systems for long-term success. We start on March 17th. On that date, when you start with me, your 21 days for more clarity, client action steps, and a private practice that actually supports you. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other therapists. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn at The Delightful Clinician for more business building strategies. And don't forget, the Private Practice Power Sprint starts March 17th. Let's get you from stuck to strategic. I'll see you next time.